Okay, it's getting a little weird. I'm starting to talk to myself a little more than usual. I am. Are you talking to yourself? We're still in COVID. We're still trying to take care of ourselves the best way we know how. And yet, I find myself having these little mini monologues. Hey, monologues. Let's talk about monologue magic on today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. How are you? Hope you're having a good day today. I'm having a really good day, and I'm really glad that you're joining us today. I'm a casting director with the McCorkle Group in New York, and these podcast videos are here to help you every way possible in the business of show. Everything from acting classes, acting ideas, acting career ideas, acting choices. So if you're interested in being an actor, if you're a student right now studying acting, if you're in the business already and you want some support and you want some useful information, then you've come to the right place. It's really great that you are here. This is that moment of the podcast where I get to say thank you for joining us. If you want to check out and get some more information about Casting Actors Cast, I would love for you to go to the website called castingactorscast, all one word, .com. And there you're going to find all kinds of neat new information. Plus, there's a form that you can fill out called Dive into the Talent Pool. If you fill out that form, it'll take you to another area where you can download a free book on doing voiceover work called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. In addition to that, there is a private 20-minute video on casting secrets, what casting directors don't want you to know, but I'm going to tell you. So that's a free video that you're seeing on YouTube, but it's in a private place. So what you can do is if you fill out that form, then you are entitled to having a viewing of that private video. So it's kind of a way of saying thank you for tuning into the podcast. I continue to get just overwhelmed. Very excited that we're over 35,000 downloads of the podcast. More and more people are coming to YouTube, but you know, not enough. Frankly, I would love to have more people come to the YouTube channel to check it out. The YouTube channel is called Casting Actors Cast, so it's really easy to find. But it's me actually simulcasting the podcast, and you can actually see me talking about stuff. Plus, I put graphics up and stuff like that. So if you haven't checked out the YouTube channel, I would really love it if you did. Please give me a thumbs up, a like. Please write a review, anything that you can do to help perpetuate helping your fellow actors, I think would be really, really great on your part. So you can help me, but you can also help your fellow actors. Also, I just want to put my weekly shout out to Actors Connection. ActorsConnection.com in New York is really a fantastic place where you can go and meet, work, and study with industry professionals. Those are people who are currently working in the industry. So we're talking about casting directors, agents, managers, professional voiceover folks, professional actors. All of these people come together in a classroom environment, virtually now with the Zoom. And it's really kind of cool that you can learn from people in the industry. And it's also a great way to network. It's a great way to get to know other actors in like-minded situations. So I think you're going to find it really useful. And hello to my friends at Actors Connection. So let's talk about monologues. Now, I know I've done a previous podcast about monologues, but that feels like that was, you know, hundreds of years ago. Okay, maybe two. But the truth of the matter is it makes it, I think, useful now to reignite that conversation, if you know what I mean, because we are in this environment. We are in lockdown still, with COVID. And at the time of this recording, an election is just about coming up very, very soon in just a few days. And that's when I'm recording this. So I don't know what the outcome is of the election or anything like that. But you know what? We still have to isolate. We still have to deal with the day to day. And one of the reasons I think doing monologue work is really, really useful is the obvious, right? You don't need to depend on other people in order to work on your acting skill set. And I think monologues still have value. You know I told this story before, but I was in a seminar where the agent was talking about how, you know, pretty much useless monologues are. And why I don't know why actors are doing monologues anymore. It just doesn't make any sense. It's not that important. It's great for school and training purposes, but it's really not applicable to the industry, to which I raised my hand. And I said, excuse me, have you seen This Is Us? The number one television show right now in the country. Every week, just about, there are fantastic monologues being performed by the actors on that show. And if you think monologues are dead, then I would just ask that you start watching a little more about what's going on now, because monologues still seem to have a very strong place in the industry, both in film and in television, and obviously even in new theater work. So it is completely a misnomer to say that monologues are not important. But here's the other reason. They're important for the industry and for you to be comfortable in that environment, but they're also really important for you to grow as an actor. And what I love about them is, like I said, they're so self-sufficient. So all you need to do is find a good monologue. My suggestion for you, and if you want to, you know, you can take this as an assignment if you want, although, you know, the only grade you get is the one you give yourself. My suggestion is that you listen and look for monologues on film and television stuff that you're watching right now. If you're binging something, you might come across a monologue, or you might just think, wow, that was a really great, you know, scene, and I could maybe take that scene and put that into a monologue. So there's no reason why you can't literally lift off the screen some monologue material to work on. I know a lot of actors who put on the closed captioning on their cable, for example, their cable television. And that way they are recording their show. They're recording, as an example, they're recording This Is Us. And because they have the closed captioning on, they can see the words scrolling on the TV. And now that you've recorded it, you can simply play it back. And now you can transcribe that exact monologue. So you know that you're getting those moments. You know that you're transcribing some good material. So that's a really cool idea to think about. But there's also, you know, of course, online. But my suggestion is, do yourself a favor, I think, and stay away from those books about, you know, 101 monologues for actors kind of books. Now, there's nothing wrong inherently with them, but I would prefer that you cast yourself really, really well. And the best way that you cast yourself well is if you're watching a show or you're watching a character that you feel very close to. If it feels like, gosh, you know what, I could play that role. That's something that I could do. Or if it's a show that you feel, gosh, you know what, I think that style of acting or the kind of actors that they're hiring for this production is really close to the kind of work that I know I can do. In other words, if you are a student of the media, and I hope you are to some degree, that you go ahead and you find that material that you know you would be cast in. Making yourself very, very castable is a smart idea. Even if you're not going to use that monologue for any other purpose than to be working on your own acting skill set, by all means, that is a cool way to put yourself in the right headspace for working on your monologue. Also, side note, and I've done many podcasts on this, but you might be asked to submit a monologue, for example, on Zoom or any of the platforms that are out there that actors are being asked to submit material. Maybe it'd be a good idea to freshen up your monologue. You mix it up a little bit so that you have a few really great choices that you're working on so that you can be sort of at the forefront. And when that request comes through for a monologue, you are ready to go. Another suggestion would be to work on your self-tape skills. put that monologue on self-tape so that you can then look at it and evaluate it and make some choices and decisions as to how you are doing with your work. So those are a couple of quick ideas, but let me just talk now about monologue, because I see tons and tons of monologue material, and I love them personally. I really enjoy being able to just focus in on one actor and watch them create moments. And that's what good monologue work is all about. But there are some consistent issues. I don't want to say mistakes, because that's kind of way too negative than what I mean. But I do see some issues taking place in monologues that actors really need to take a moment and think about and try to incorporate into their work. First and foremost, especially in a film and television monologue, only because film and television, it's closer, right? If you're going to be doing a self-tape for film and television, you're going to be shooting yourself from the chest up, right? With a little bit of headroom. So the face is like telling the story. But here's the common things that I see happening in film and television monologues that I think would really be much improved if you spent a couple of minutes taking notes on what I'm about to share with you. Number one, it's really important that you have a prior action before you start talking. Just write down if you're taking a note, or just remember prior action. In other words, something happened in that scene before you started talking. What happened in that room, in that moment, that made you start to say what you needed to say? That prior action does so many wonderful things for you, not the least of which is helps you focus and concentrate so that very much right out of the gate, you are completely immersed in the character that you're sharing with your audience. And so prior action is something that I really like. For us, the viewer, it's a way that we are brought into your scene and you haven't even started yet. So prior action is really, really great. And conversely, at the very end, when your monologue is done, this is always like the weirdest kind of uncomfortable moment for a lot of actors. Like the monologue is over, and then the actor doesn't know how to end. They don't know how to stop. So they say something really awful. They leave it sit there, and then they will just kind of stop. They'll just kind of go, you know, neutral. It's really weird. Or I've even had some actors go, scene. They literally say the word scene to tell me that they're done. Here's the answer. Give me that final moment. Give me that final beat. And then what you need to do, what the actor should do, is simply breathe out, put your head down, then bring your head up slowly, and you are back. In other words, give us an aesthetic beat by breathing out, and then refocusing back. Now, if you're in Zoom, you're going to look right directly into the camera. That's just a clean, easy way of letting us know that you are done with your monologue now. So I think those two tips, the prior action and the post action, are really, really useful. Now let's talk about the interior of the monologue. Common mistakes that I see in monologue have to do what I call gear changes. And gear changes literally are shifts in one emotional intention to another. And many, many times I see actors not thinking about how that monologue could shift its intentions, because we're not always talking exactly with the same intention the entire time we're making our points. We shift our energy and we shift all kinds of things in a mechanical way even. Emotionally, yes, but also mechanically we shift. And so I want to point out some gear changes that I would ask that you play with when you are working on your monologue. And what I love about these gear changes is that they're all P words. So it's kind of easy to remember. So the first one is your pitch. So I'm talking to you at this pitch, and I'm making my point at this pitch. Now I'm making another point. So you notice how my voice went up there. Now I'm making another point. So you see, by simply shifting the pitch of my voice, I am taking you from one intention or point or one energy to another, to make another point. So in my mind, I'm shifting all of those gears to go from one thing to another thing by simply just shifting my voice. Now, I know that's kind of weird because I'm taking, you know, an emotional content and I'm reducing it to mechanical things. But if you do that, you'll make some discoveries. And if you're telling the truth, if you're being truthful with the work, you're going to find that the pitch gear change can be really, really helpful. The other pitch change that you can make is you can talk like this, and I'm talking to you like this. Now I'm talking to you like this. I'm lowering my voice because I'm almost to the end of my rope. So you see how pitch can be really, can energize an otherwise mundane script challenge. Sometimes actors will approach it and give me the same energy and the same intention for that entire monologue. And frankly, no matter how connected you are, it still might lose my interest. So think about changing your pitch. Here's the second one, the pace. Too many times in actors' nervous excitement, they accelerate their pace so much that it just becomes really ridiculous and it doesn't really have any kind of emotional connection whatsoever. So that was really fast, right? So sometimes you can be talking like this, but now I need to make a more important point. By simply adjusting the pace, I can take one set of energies and infuse them with another set of energies in order to make that moment live and to make the emphasis shift gears as well. Pitch is one, pace is another. The third is the pause. Because we feel as actors sometimes that we have to kind of just get through the monologue, and what is like a 40-second monologue now is maybe turning into a minute monologue and you don't want to go too fast. But when you give a pause, you're commanding another kind of energy and attention. And the pause can be extraordinarily useful and powerful. And so don't omit the pause. It can really have some dramatic effect. And especially if you are acting through those pauses, just like good listening, you know, that you know how important good listening is. But now using that pause to think, to see the wheels turning, to infuse that with the energy that's appropriate for the scene, that's going to be absolutely meaningful. That's going to make really wonderful moments. Again, I just want to reiterate, I'm not trying to get you to be superficial here by doing these mechanical things. But I am saying that if you play with those things, the pitch, the pace, and the pause, you are going to feel so much better about the choices and discoveries you will make within that scene. Isn't that cool? Try it out. So here's your assignment, right? I want you to really make a commitment to looking for some good new material that you are castable in, stuff that you are absolutely right for right now. You're not going to play older. You're not going to play younger. You're going to play the demographic that you are in, and you're going to find material that you find personally really interesting, something that speaks to you. The second thing is that you are going to now employ some of those techniques, the pitch, the pace, and the pause, all in a way to make interesting choices and discoveries with your monologue. And then number three, when you do that, I want you to submit those self-tapes. So I think that those are going to be really useful for you. Those tools are all going to be really, really helpful to you. And as we're running out of time here, I just want to throw out an idea. If you're still listening to the podcast, that's so great. I'm so grateful that you're still listening. But you know what? I would like to do a future podcast, and I would love it to be you submitting something to me that I can evaluate on the air. Is that kind of a dumb idea? Is that a good idea? I think it might be really, really fun that we can do it on YouTube, but we can also do it audio. I can still, you know, the audience can still hear you doing the scene, and I can make comments on the scene. The whole idea is that we can treat it much more like a class. So if you are interested in sending me a video for evaluation to be done on the air, I would love that. And I'm going to give you my very, very best feedback. I know how. Plus, you might be helping a lot of fellow actors. Plus, you're going to get a little bit of additional exposure by being on the podcast, on the patio, the podcast video. So if that is something you're interested in, please let me know. My email address, castingactorscast@gmail.com. Or you can do it through the website, castingactorscast.com. So that's an idea that I just have been thinking about, but I really needed some feedback from you just to see if this is an idea that you think might be useful. Is this helpful? Now, I'm not going to do it if I don't get much feedback about it because, you know, it's you like wanting to get on with your day and you're going like, I don't know if I want to, whatever. That wasn't my impression of you, by the way. But if it's not that cool or not that interesting, then let me know that as well. But if you are interested in doing a self-tape and you would like another set of eyes, perhaps from a casting director, and you wouldn't mind sharing it with an audience, send it to me. And we're going to put it on a future podcast. So let me know if that works for you. Let me know by sending me a podcast and letting me know in your email that this is something that you would love to have happen. I would be thrilled to have that happen. So anyway, I hope that's been useful for you today. We've talked about monologue magic. Doing those few things that I'm suggesting are going to make a huge difference in your monologues, I promise. Thanks for watching. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast. Bye-bye.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.